afternoon and welcome to the June 11th, 2024 Sussex County Council meeting. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. Good afternoon, members of council. I do have one recommended change today. Under consent agenda number 2, use of existing water infrastructure agreement, Mulberry Knoll, we can strike that from today's agenda. Okay. That is all, Mr. President.
Entertained a motion to approve the amended agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I would yes. Motion carried. Approval of minutes. Approval of minutes. Any concerns, comments? Hearing none, those approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. We letters the first from Rehoboth Summer Children's Theater and the second from First State Community Action Agency, both thanking council for donations. That's all.
Thank you. Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Got a public comment? Mr. Guy, anybody signed up? Okay. Operator, to check online, please, public comment.
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, public comments. Consent agenda, we have one item. Use of existing wastewater infrastructure agreement, IUA 19, Patriots Glen, phase 2, of course, expansion number 1. Any questions on that? Not entertaining motion to approve the consent agenda.
Moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take a vote, Mr. Schaefer. Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Motion carried. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business is a reappointment to the Board of Adjustments and Appeals, Kevin Pritchett. And this is the, not to be confused with the Board of Adjustment that meets months is the established building code board called the Board of Adjustments and Appeals, which was established by ordinance number 87, a five-member board, which listens to appeals of building code decisions. Pritchett represents District 2, and it's my understanding that Green would like to reappoint Mr. Pritchett.
Yes.
I have a motion for your consideration.
Your motion.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council reappoints Mr. Kevin Pritchett to his County Board of Adjustments and Appeals, effective immediately for a term or until June 2028.
Please.
Vote to adopt.
I have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
A second.
Mr. Hudson, it's not a motion. We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson. Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried.
Thank
Lawson,
you.
Next.
In the county administrator's report for June 11th, per the attached engineering department sheets, the following projects have received substantial completion. Welch's Pond, Fieldstone, The Grove at Love Creek, Phase 3, construction record effective May 17th, and the Estuary Phase 4C construction record effective May 21st. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. We have a time extension request on agenda for the subdivision known as Stratus Estates, which is subdivision number 2019-24, formerly known as Cool Springs. This is a cluster subdivision to consist of 220 single-family lots along with stormwater management, private roads and open space that was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission with a preliminary subdivision plan approval on April 2nd of 2021. Ordinarily, that would expire after the period of 3 years, which is April 22nd of this year. The applicant filed a request with the Planning and Zoning Department on April 12th of this year to request a six-month time extension to the period for submittal of a final subdivision plat. Along with the applicant's letter, there was a significant reasoning for that, most notably that the topography needed to be adjusted by a full 2 feet, and this resulted in significant changes to a number of design components, including clay liners, wetlands, topography, plans, and all the drawings had to be changed, resulting in going backwards and forwards with SCD. Staff presented the detention request to the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of May 8th of this year, and the Commission recommended that County Council approve the six-month time extension for the reasons included in the application.
Any questions of council? You have a motion?
So be it moved that Sussex County Council approve a six-month time extension for subdivision 2019-24.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Molly. Second.
Okay.
Mr. Schaefer, questions on the motion? You vote, Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I would yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Mr. Medlarge.
Good morning, Mr. Good morning, council members. We have, this is the project which has a lot of moving components. It's a complex memo because it deals with the GHD contract background. It deals with the Wolf Neck background. It deals with the biosolids removal in Wolf Neck and how it translates into the power needs at Wolf Neck. And it has that solar component on top of it, which moves sort of in parallel, but is part of the electrical project. So when you put them all together, it ends up in this four-page world. So there's two action items when you look at it, when you look at just from the GHD world, our consultant world. There was obviously the initial evaluation, Lewis Board of Public Work joint project, with the amendment to look at the ocean outfall as a component, and with a design amendment to look at the electrical design associated with the biosolids removal. So put that all together. So now we have a bid for the electrical side, which you awarded. Now we need the construction, administration, inspection, and the full service. It's a full service contract administration package because my successor recommends that we go with a full service package. So that is slightly different than what we did at South Coastal. South Coastal, we had some responsibilities in our world.
Internally, yeah.
Yes. So that would be the GHD amendment as it pertains to the construction piece, inspection piece, financial overview piece for the electrical as well as the building construction. When the initial bid was done, the building construction was way above our estimate, almost $5 million. And because we have a single bid and we had no competitive numbers and we had three times our budget, this was rejected by you and you authorized us in a special procurement in conjunction with the finance department's recommendation to approach our three open contractors which have building construction right now, Ronco down at South Coastal, Wayland for the paramedics, and Bancroft for the James Farm to approach them. In addition, BW asked to be included because they already have the electrical component. They were soliciting some building prices, so we ended up with four numbers. And I love to say you can clearly see who builds buildings and you can clearly see who doesn't build buildings. BW and Ronk are great contractors, but building buildings is not their baseline of work. They build electrical systems and treatment plants. So their numbers were up here. Wayland and Bancroft were down here. There's a couple of things I had to evaluate, but in the end, Bancroft has the better proposal. And Mr. President, I'm very pleased to say it's $3 million less. We are within budget. The timeline works. We debriefed Bancroft. We reconstructed one of their exclusions into an allowance. So it's a not to exceed, would be a not to exceed award. And so here you have your two components. Once you approve these two items, we will schedule the next pre-construction meeting with Bancroft, BW, and GHD. That kicks the project off, and hopefully 2.5 years from now, we have a new electrical service.
Very good.
On the Lagoon Solar side, just to give you that tie-in, we filed for the connection application with DP&L. That is now driven by how much money we want to spend on a feeder upgrade down to Route 1, or how much money we want to spend to cover the lagoon. So we're going to come back to you eventually and say one of the two will be the more advantageous one to do. And that's why I'm just going to say this. But the electrical design does not change either way, because all of this happens on the upstream side of the meter at the DP&L. If we were to take a certain component from the Lagoon Solar and bring it into the switch gear, which we're building under that design, that has been accounted for, and we do have a reserve. So either way, we're covered on this, and I feel very confident that 2.5 years from now, we will have the lagoon covered, and we will have this all done.
Very good.
So
you have a motion?
If I may entertain you with two motions.
Sure.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number one for contract C23-2 23-21, proposed campus at James Farm Ecological Preserve be approved in the amount not to exceed $1,376,000 for project S24-10 under separate accounting and schedule of values.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes. Next, sir.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering and Finance Departments that amendment number 25 to the base engineering contract with GHD Incorporated be approved in the amount not to exceed $736,342.23 for construction phase and inspection services at the Wolf Neck facility.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Mr. President, for the record, the amount for GHD services, now that we have both components, falls within the percentages you would expect for the services.
So, good. Very good.
So
thank you.
If we had paid $3 million more for the building, it would be really cheap, but that's not a good thing.
Mr. Ashman.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
I have three items on my agenda today. The first one is for the Marvel Minor Subdivision Expansion, the Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This is in our Holtz Landing area. The engineering department received a request from Fox Lane Homes, developers of a project known as Marvel Minor Subdivision, and it includes parcel 134-7-162 and 16201. Project is proposed at three lots, sort of a fill-in from another project. And the project will be responsible for system connection charges of $7,700 per EDU based on current rates. And we would like to request permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing for the annexation.
A motion?
Do. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Marvel Minor Subdivision Expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 134-7-162 and 16201 as presented on June 11th.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The second is for the Roxana storage expansion of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District, this one being in Johnson's Corner area. This is a request from Davis, Bowen, and Friedel on behalf of their clients, Zion Church Ventures LLC for the western area and AWH Properties LLC for the eastern area. Projects will be known as Roxana Storage East and West. Request includes parcels 533-11-23, 2302, 2303, and 2304. Projects are proposed as a storage facility and warehouses, and again, will be responsible for system connection charges of $7,700 per EDU on current rates, and we would like to request permission to post notices.
A motion.
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Roxana Storage East and West expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 533-11-23, 2302, 2303, and 2304 as presented on June 11th, 2020.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one a little different, just to not bore you. This is for an expansion of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District to create a new area. We do not have an area contiguous to these parcels or to this project. Therefore, we would like to create a new area. includes parcels 132-6-95 and 8801, and parcels 132-11-41 and 4102. This will be known as the South Blades area, and this is to serve the Bioenergy DevCo area with sewer service. We've received a proposal from Delmarva Bioenergy Center Seaford facility, south of Blades, and the facility is not contiguous. The request comes for a flow allocation of 100,000 gallons per day, fully equalized, with BDC obtaining a pretreatment agreement with the city of Seaford. BDC will be responsible for all system connection charges at the completion of the referendum process, if in favor, and they will be responsible for design and construction of a pump station and force main to connect to the county's existing infrastructure. They will also be responsible for a catch-up contribution as outlined in their use of existing infrastructure agreement.
Questions? Do you have a motion?
Motion. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the South Blades area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 132-6-95 and 8801, and parcels 132-11-41 and 4102 as presented on June 11th.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That means you get to do all the public hearings later.
Proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have three. The first one's in Mr. Schaefer's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium residential district to allow for multifamily dwellings, 94 units, to be located on a 7.882 acre portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 433.071 acres that's recently surveyed for 419.64 acres as scaled and shown on Sussex County tax map, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Schaefer, introduce it.
Next one is in Mr. Schaefer's district as well, an ordinance amend comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a 12.696 acre portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, and containing 433.071 acres as recently surveyed, or 419.64 acres as scaled and shown on the Sussex County tax map, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Schaefer, introduce it.
And the last one is also in Mr. Schaefer's district, an ordinance amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR residential district for a 7.882 acre portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 433.071 acres as recently surveyed, or 419.64 acres as scaled and shown on the Sussex County tax map, more or less.
Mr. Schaefer introduced it.
And that is all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Any council member comments? Entertain a motion to go into executive session for land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second. Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes, round executive session for land acquisition downstairs.